She's in there, refrigerator would give you terrible breath.
Okay, I would not. Okay, they won't stay next to me long.
Okay.
We will go ahead and get started, and the other ones can be kind of thrown in as they see fit.
Way too long, there's not going to be a whole lot to talk about. I don't think this was a nice one. What a nice
Very
job,
together, budget.
Yeah, I did a great job.
So this is the budget session for planning and development for the FY 17 budget year. And we'll start with the revenue side. See if anybody has any questions or comments.
One thing that we might have, and that I didn't really give a lot of thought to, is when we get the C2C comp plan done, we might have some sales there. We're going to get hard copies. We're going to have it available to us via Microsoft Word format. We might be able to burn disk. I have to admit that's something that we haven't given a lot of thought to, but we're probably talking 10 to...
Yeah, I don't think you're talking about a substantial amount of dollars. I think it fits in your miscellaneous line item pretty well, and I don't think it'll inflate it a whole lot.
And we'll make sure that it's available on our website, too. So,
yeah. So that moves us to expenditures. Lisa, you can go ahead and start with yours.
Your salary line items are going to look very wacky right now. What we budgeted in the original budget, in the middle column there for original current year, is 94% of the anticipated needs of the budget.
94% of if every position was full, 100% of that.
Right. So we will make that whole to what we actually think we're going to spend for your current budget. Next year's budget is based on 27 pay periods. It's based on 2.5% plus 25 cents an hour increase, and it's at 100%. So at this point in time, that's how the numbers are plugged in. The board has said to other departments that they're planning on, again, only budgeting 94% and making it whole when it's all said and done.
Okay.
And then you also have a new bargaining unit. So the two positions there will bargain.
Okay.
And so the board's commitment is that we will fully fund 100% of the actual staffing cost that you have in planning and development. So you don't need to worry a whole lot about those numbers at the end of the year. We're going to take that to zero and call it good.
Okay.
So get paid.
That's good. It's good.
Legal notices, are we heavy?
Actually, we're down 23%. With the re-estimated, I reduced it $200 and then carried that forward to fiscal year 2017. We've got one current active case that we're pursuing near Zering there. And I've got two or three others that we may be pursuing.
So you'd like to leave it at 13?
I think that I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Okay. And then communication services looks heavy to me. We spent $958 for the year. I think that's a true representation of where we are, unless there's some kind of addition that I don't know about.
We've got four phone lines.
Okay. Do you need more?
Well, Stephanie has one, and then there's the outside line that she answers. We were down 13%. I ended up reducing that by $220.
Yep.
I looked at.
But is the 6 months that we've had this year a true look? I mean, it's.
See the, Jerry, history here. There's the phone system. When we switched to the different phones to the new phone system, the prices all skyrocketed, and we all went, oh my gosh. So then we put in the budget what we thought it was going to be. But in the meantime, there's also been some decreases as far as lines and long distance and things like that and features. And so I'm not so sure that if you didn't take the 958-ish or $1,000, let's say.
Yeah, I'm suggesting $2,000.
That'll be enough.
Okay.
I really think so, unless there's something weird coming out of here that I'm not aware of.
Windstream, CenturyLink, and LightEdge.
Yep.
And yep. The light edge is the highest amount each month, and that's where I've noticed, like, you know, the spam messages, updates, voicemail.
Right.
Let's plug 2000 in, and if we get to, if we have this conversation next year and we look at that and it's crazy from the first 6 months, then we'll make an adjustment.
For current and future?
Yes.
I'm just going to reestimate it now. At this point, I'm going to reestimate the current year to 2000.
Okay. And we're going to take 17 to 2000.
Right.
Just to be clear, so it's your line, Ryan's line,
and then there's
Stephanie's, and then the main number, and then where's the fax line?
We've got 7245, 7246, 7248, 7249.
So it's the fax line.
I think it's, I don't know.
Maybe United is paying for a fax. Well, maybe, if you and Margaret
think we're
and Barb sit down and figure out, how many lines you need between the two departments.
But I think the cost that you have reflects what you currently are utilizing, so right. The $2,000
should be good, yeah. Even if we don't change anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed, but that's all I have.
Well, education training, I think we can cut. Charlie had that 4640. I don't know if he was planning on like a national trip, and then I think maybe he may have put some money in for Kristen.
Yes, because Esri, she went to Esri, and I think he was planning on her continuing to go to Esri.
Right, I think he was planning on a national
trip. That's like a $1,500 trip.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that you cut that. I appreciate that you cut that. It's a conversation that we didn't need to have.
Okay. I think we can go further if need be.
Let's leave it there this year. I mean, you spent $1,300 so far this year, right? Let's leave it at $25, and then just do what you think needs to be done, and then let's see where that really is.
It's necessarily true. And we want to also make sure there's dollars in there for the floodplain management.
Right. Right, which Dan's offering some initial training. The state offers training, which appears to be no cost, but
okay.
Those payments have to go.
That's it.
You put together a great budget. I appreciate that you did your homework, that you dug in and figured out not only what the numbers were, but why they were there. I thought you did a good job putting together your first budget.
Well, opposite of the last one, I think that could be reduced too. I think we're at 100% now, and I don't anticipate buying any like shelving or, I've had discussions with staff and everybody's happy with their.
So can we take it to 300?
I think at least for current and future.
And your cabinets are full, right?
Well, and I've got cabinets in my office that I'm not using, so built-ins.
Yeah, and I've got a couple file cabinets that will be emptying soon if you want to add a file cabinet.
All right, so 301 for the re-estimated, because we're done for this year, and then we're going to do 200 for FY17.
So 300 now, 200?
Yep.
Okay. That's good.
200%. 200%. Give him something in there if he needs something small.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's it. Good. We're back.
Good job. How do you get the Cyclones winner next?
Oh, man. We were talking that before we started. It was hard to get up this morning.
Oh, I did not sleep at all last night.
I didn't sleep at all last night.
That should be a song, right?